Hey guys, welcome to episode 53 of a Wrestling Gal podcast, providing you the female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J, as today I'm joined by the vampire, Ravenna Vane. Now let's chat! Hello, everybody. Today, I'm joined by the vampire, Ravenna Vane. So how are you doing today?
I am great. I'm holding it together with everything going on in the world.
How have you stayed occupied during this whole quarantine?
Honestly, it's been a lot of trying to focus on what I want to be better about when everything comes back. Mm-hmm. A lot of focusing on my character work and promos. A lot of just at-home workouts has been helpful. Mm-hmm. Just trying to stay busy and stay creative.
Absolutely. What have some of your at-home workouts consisted of?
I've been doing a lot of DDP yoga.
Ah.
That stuff is insane. Like, I remember the first time I was told about it, and I was like, mm-hmm. I don't know about yoga. And they were like, no, for real, try it. And it is a workout. Uh-huh. And it's about an hour long every time I do it, so that's been super helpful. Other than that, I've been doing like free weight kind of stuff, push-ups, sit-ups, just basic like body weight stuff.
Well, gotta keep in shape, especially to, well, gyms and stuff are starting to slowly open back up, but yeah, it's not the same as an actual gym, so I get that.
Not
you gotta be creative, like you said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, firstly, I understand that this is actually your first podcast interview, so I am truly honored to be a pleasure to introduce you to some of the listeners. So thank you for being a part today, too, before we really get started.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited about it.
All right. So we're going to start off a little bit basic here, because it's good to establish a little background on yourself. So firstly, when did you or what got you actually hooked onto professional wrestling?
Okay, so I have, like, a specific memory and story hooked to this. I can't remember exactly how old I was. I think I was 7 or 8. My parents had divorced, and before that, my mom and dad were both huge wrestling fans, mm-hmm. and that was, like, the thing they did together. So when they divorced, my mom just stopped watching, because she was like, I don't have anyone to watch it with. It's not as fun anymore. So it was one time when we went to visit my dad. He had a like best Hell in a Cell matches on and best cage matches. And so me and my little brother were over there, and we walked into the living room at one point when he had it on, and it was the Mankind and Undertaker match. And so we sat down and we're like, what is this? Like, what is going on mm-hmm. right now? My brother immediately thought both the characters looked so cool. And he was mm-hmm. like, okay, we have to sit and watch this. Mm-hmm. So we did. And then we just were so blown away by that. And like, because a dude gets thrown off a cage into a table. We're mm-hmm. like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And then he gets thrown through the cage. And we're like, okay, this is insane. And so we ended up just watching the whole DVD with him. And then that whole week we stayed with him turned into him like showing us every wrestling DVD he had. Mm-hmm. And digging up figures he had and getting us super into it. And then we came home and we're like, hey, mom, we have this cool thing we just discovered called wrestling. And she's like, oh, hell yeah. So we started watching it weekly, and it just became like our family thing that like it was with both parents. It was something that we could enjoy mm-hmm. no matter where we were. And when we started watching weekly, immediately our like the whole immediate family, my mom, my brother and I all fell in love with Edge.
Yep.
And so that kept us coming back for it. And it just became like such a good thing that was like a bonding experience for us. And ever since then, I've been the one that stayed completely hooked. Like my mom and my brother have fell off a couple times, mm-hmm. but I've just continuously watched it ever since then.
Now, I know you've mentioned Edge, and you have even said that you would not be doing this without him. So can you tell me what about Edge actually motivated you to take that step and fully pursue wrestling? What inspired you about him?
Honestly, it was like just the fact that once I started watching him and went back and watched like all his old stuff mm-hmm. that was happening when I was like not watching wrestling when I was too young, it was just seeing his like his range that he could be such a good face, such a good heel, and just the amount of charisma he had, and you can tell how passionate he is mm-hmm. about this. And then I watched like his documentaries with my mom.
Yeah.
And just learning his whole story, like his struggle story, him being raised by a single mom and her just giving up everything and doing everything she could for him to live this dream. And it just like I connected with him in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, you know, if he could do it, then so can I.
Definitely. There's a lot of wrestlers too. Like I got into wrestling like with Jeff Hardy and stuff, and like that whole story like was inspiring to me. And so I definitely can relate to feeling empowered by them because they're real people, but they're wrestlers too. So I get that.
Right. Right. It's like when you see this larger than life mm-hmm. person and then you see their story, it's like, oh, okay, they're just a person like me too. Mm-hmm.
Was wrestling always the plan for you, or what did you actually, like, initially imagine yourself doing when you grew up?
When I was younger, I wanted to be in a band.
Okay.
So badly. Like, I've always wanted to do something creative and performative, because, mm-hmm. Like, in school, I was in the drama club, so for a while, I wanted to be an actress. And, like, I joined the orchestra, and so then I was like, okay, I want to learn how to play guitar and be in a band. And I gave a lot of things a try, but nothing really stuck. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be super determined when I got started, and then I would just kind of fall off. And, like, once I started with getting the idea in my head that I wanted to wrestle, it was like, it was a feeling in me that just kind of never went away. Mm-hmm. Like, with guitar, I tried it, and I got kind of good, but then I was like, you know... This is difficult. I don't know if I want to keep doing this. And just kind of fell off of it. And that's how it kind of was with most things I tried until, you know, I got into mm-hmm. wrestling.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Trying stuff out you think you could, like, maybe do, but then you actually tried it out. So that's all really that matters. You tried your best, you know, and it was a learning experience.
Right.
So you actually, once you did start training, you actually ended up at World Wrestling Alliance 4 training school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How did you actually end up there at that school, specifically in Georgia?
Okay, so I originally moved to Georgia from Ohio.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I've been kind of back and forth between Ohio and the South, because mm-hmm. I was born in South Carolina
okay.
and raised there until I was about 7, mm-hmm. and then moved to Ohio when my parents divorced, because mm-hmm. That's where my mom's parents lived.
Gotcha.
Because at that point, like when I was in Ohio and I got the idea to be a wrestler, I honestly then didn't know indie wrestling existed. I didn't know that mm-hmm. you could go to school to be a wrestler. I thought you just, it happened.
Yeah, like, yeah. I get it.
I thought you just, WWE signs you and you're like, okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. So then when I moved to Georgia, there was actually a show. It was right after Drew McIntyre got released.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and did his independent circuit for a while. He got booked at a show here called AWE, Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an ad for it and went to that show to meet him. And then Kiera Hogan was actually there.
Ooh, okay.
And this was before she even started wrestling. Mm-hmm. She was just managing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh my God, she's so pretty. And mm-hmm. I just remember that that's why I liked her so much. And then the next show, because I continued to go to that company, and the next show I saw her at, she was wrestling Priscilla Kelly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that was when they both were just starting to get mm-hmm. rolling. And Kiera cut a promo, and then they had their match, and I was like, okay, this girl's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and talked to her after, and she was super sweet. And I just kind of asked her, I was like, how do I get started? Like, what do I do? Because she was like the first person I had talked to in person and saw like
mm-hmm.
kind of her ascension into becoming a wrestler. And she told me, she was like, I went to WWA 4, you should definitely check it out. And by the time I had checked it out, they moved to a different building from when she was there. And so I looked into that, and then I ended up meeting two other people that went there, and I met Danny Jordan,
mm-hmm.
Because I followed her on Instagram and I was like, oh, this girl seems cool. And she goes to Derdery A4. And then I talked to her about it. She convinced me to come to a Cody Rhodes seminar there. And so I went and did that. And then it was like a month later, I started going regularly. And I loved my time there. I loved A4.
How would you describe your overall experience there at WWA4? Like, on your first day, do you remember that first memory of going in there and then just following up afterwards?
I do, because actually before A4, I had a little bit of other training.
Oh, okay.
It was under AWE. Mm-hmm. It was under Murder One. I trained with him for a couple months. It was more of a boot camp kind of training,
mm-hmm.
and that broke me in to the wrestling business and how hard it was going to be.
I bet.
Because it was like the first day, they're like, all right, we're going to do 50 squats, and then we're going to bump. And I was like, great. So I had a little bit of experience. Like, I had just the basic building blocks when I went to A4. And so I remember the first day I went there, AR Fox, he worked with me like by myself personally in one of the rings, and he was like, all right, let's just go over what you do know, and then we'll work from there on what you want to learn going forward. He was very like, he wanted to teach us what we wanted to know. And, you know, a lot of people had the building blocks already and were at different levels. Like, everyone's at such different levels there. And so he would take the personal time with like the new people like me, and we would just go over basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first thing I did there was a headlock takeover. And I did it very wrong. Fox was like, that was not right. And I was like, okay, sorry. And then I remember he showed me the right way. And then we started building up like super basic stuff, like clotheslines and shoulder tackles. And just started building up little drills to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then going forward, it just kind of became like a jump in kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I would walk in, see what everybody's doing, and just jump into it. And everybody was super welcoming and super patient with me when I didn't know how to do stuff. And it was a really good experience.
What would you say was the biggest piece of advice you learned while training that has stuck with you?
Honestly, just learning from anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, everyone there is at different levels.
Yes.
And I was able to learn something from almost everybody. Mm-hmm. Even people that were only a couple months ahead of me, people that were years ahead of me. And it's just, you have to have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be ready to take advice from anybody and listen to what everybody has to say. Because ultimately, at least there, everyone had my best interest mm-hmm. in mind. And, like, even simple things like how I was hitting the ropes, people would be like, oh, maybe try it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And it would end up actually really helping, like, stuff I didn't even think about. Because you can't see yourself when you're running these drills and stuff. So it's nice to have people that are watching to help you with the little pointers.
Now, I know one of the people, too, that you've learned a little bit from and who you're now good friends with, like you mentioned earlier, is Dani Jordan. So mm-hmm. can you tell me a little bit more about your friendship with her?
So, like I said, I met her following her on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just, like, sent her a DM before I went to that seminar because I was just considering it. Because I had taken some time off before I did after I did the training mm-hmm. with Murder. And so I was a little nervous about it. And so I just messaged her. And she was encouraging and telling me to go. And I met her that first day. And then every day going forward, like, we were kind of the two consistent girls at the school. So mm-hmm. that kind of made us, like, already kind of form a bond.
Because
mm-hmm. We also had Azali, Deity, there, and Dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So they both were there. But when I started, it was consistently Dani and I. And we just ended up working together a lot because we are very similar in height and everyone was way taller than us. So it was nice for us to work together. And as we just kept working together and like doing the shows and everything, I can't even like remember the exact moment when we just became friends because we just continued to work together and then started doing stuff outside of wrestling, mm-hmm. like going to shows together and just like, even outside of us being friends, she's been such an inspirational person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been nice to watch her literally work from the ground up and go through these different stages in her career, even in just how short it's been.
Yeah.
She's already gone through so many stages and gone to so many places and done so much. So she continues to motivate me. And like, even now, she still pushes me to do better and to give my all to everything I do.
Yeah, I definitely see you guys supporting each other on Twitter, especially too. And it's just really refreshing to see that, you know, friend to friend, like relationship, and that you guys can support and empower each other. It's really cool to see.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely something that I feel like I don't know if I would exactly be where I am if I didn't meet her. Mm-hmm. Because like, again, like you said, having that girl power and that female empowerment is such a different relationship than all these guys.
Absolutely.
And it definitely means a lot more to watch somebody that you relate to get to such high points and put in that hard work.
Absolutely. Now, you have obviously crafted this amazing vampire character, but before we get into that, can you actually tell me how you came up with your ring name, Ravenna Vane?
Okay, so when I was like 11 is when I first started coming up with wrestling names. Mm-hmm. I had wanted to go with just Raven for a while. Mm-hmm. 'Cause before that I had the name Anna Rose for some reason. I don't know where that came from, but then I moved on and I was like, okay, maybe I'll just go with Raven because I was a fan of the wrestler Raven. Yes. And Raven from Teen Titans. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll go with that. And then I was like, you know, actually, with there already being a wrestler named Raven, mm-hmm. maybe I shouldn't do that. And as I, like, just got older, I was like, let me come up with a second name. Because that was honestly a lot of people told me to come up with two names. Mm-hmm. Like, not just be Ravenna. Like, come up with a last name, too. Because originally I was just gonna be Ravenna. Because I just figured, like, I'd build off of the Raven and just make it a little more, you know, extra.
Yes.
And so that's how I just decided. I went through multiple different pronunciations of it. And then I just decided Ravenna rolled off the tongue better. Mm-hmm. And then I came up with Vane because, like, I was just trying to come up with something relating to vampires.
Yeah.
And, like, blood. And I was like, okay, that sounds cool. And I pitched it to a bunch of people and I was like, you know, I like this. And it was like a character that I could kind of, as I built the character around that name, I was like, okay, I'm in love with this and I'm keeping it.
Now, did you always envision yourself as this vampire character, or like, did something inspire you, or what prompted this vampire-like character for you?
I think honestly, it was always like vampire-esque.
Okay.
When I first started playing, like, wrestling with my brother, mm-hmm. I stuck more to, like, the typical, like, diva kind of character. Mm-hmm. And because at that time, I think Maurice was my favorite.
Oh, yes, I love that.
So I was trying to be like Maurice.
Uh-huh.
And because my hair is naturally blonde, too. So mm-hmm. I was like, let me just be like Maurice.
Yeah.
And I, like, had, like, blue sequins and everything, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna do this. But when I started taking it seriously, because I've always, like, vampires have been a consistent that I've always mm-hmm. been interested in, and, like, my top three favorite movies are all vampire movies. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, I don't see a lot of people doing vampire characters other than Gangrel and yep. Kevin Thorne mm-hmm. and Ariel. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to kind of make it into a character that wasn't like necessarily all the typical like vampire tropes. Mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of make it a mix of like, it's very Lost Boys inspired.
Yes.
And very, actually after I watched American Horror Story Hotel, Lady Gaga's character inspired me a lot too. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I don't know why I liked that they didn't have fangs, but I did. And I liked that she was just so, like, elegant and had such an attitude and just was, like, a whole ethereal being. So I kind of just tried to mold all my favorite types of vampires and characteristics into one character. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really stray from the vampire character once I decided that, like, this is what I seriously want to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know, too, you mentioned actually someone who was in my next question. You mentioned another famous vampire in wrestling, Gangrel, who you actually got to valet for at New South Pro Wrestling.
Did.
So can you tell me about that? I need the tea on that.
Okay, so that was such a weird experience because it wasn't planned ahead of time. I had been going to New South shows for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I originally had gone with Harlow O'Hara mm-hmm. a while back when she used to work there. And I would run her merch for her. And I ended up like meeting the promoter and talking to him and kind of becoming friends with him. And so also my friend Sugar Dunkerton was on that show. So because he messaged me when he found out that I was doing it.
That's awesome.
So the promoter told me when Gangrel was announced, he told me, he was like, would you want to be involved in some way? And I was like, duh. Of course.
Yeah.
And so then, like, I got to the show and literally the promoter asked Gangrel at the show. And I was there. I was like, what if he says no? What
yeah.
if he doesn't want me? Like, crap. So then he went over and asked, and he kind of like explained that I'm an up and coming wrestler and my whole gimmick is vampire. And he was like, oh yeah, that sounds great. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the nicest people ever. He's so nice. Mm-hmm. And he was so like, he wanted to kind of like give me my little spotlights.
Yeah.
Which I thought was awesome, because I'm like, he doesn't have to do that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm some random girl. He doesn't have to, like, give me any attention in the ring or in the entrance at all. Mm-hmm. But he did. And he came up with, actually, the spot where, because I was, he asked if I wanted to be involved in the match somehow. And I was like, I mean, sure, if you guys can figure something out uh-huh. for me. And he came up with the spot where Baron Black went to cheat with the belt. And I pull it away from him, and then Baron throws me in the way to get the blood spray.
Uh-huh. Oh,
which
okay.
was awesome.
I bet. Oh, my God.
I was like, he was like, would you take the blood to the face? And I was like, absolutely. I'm like, that's awesome. And then I was even just so hype about coming out to the Brood theme song. Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite mm-hmm. theme songs. And that was also one of the things that kind of inspired the vampire character, too, because obviously Edge was in it.
Yeah. Oh, that is
and
very
I was
true.
Like, mm-hmm. I was like, you know, these guys are awesome, and this seems super cool, like the Ring of Fire and everything. Mm-hmm. And so coming out to that theme song was such a moment for me. Like, I was trying so hard not to just smile like a little mm-hmm. kid. When we came out, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. And then at like afterwards, and he raised my hand up and walked around the ring with me, and it was a super fun experience. Like, that was one of my favorite experiences in wrestling mm-hmm. so far.
Now, when you go out as your vampire, do you wear, like, fake fangs? Or you said you kind of, like, didn't want to, or do you wear fake fangs at all out to the ring?
I don't right now. Okay. I've considered it. Uh-huh. My issue is figuring out if I can get some that would stay in yeah. while I can wrestle. Because mm-hmm. yeah. the ones I have right now are, like, those, like, Scarecrow brand ones.
Okay.
And you put them in with, like, this molding cream, and they don't stay in super well. Like, because I'm like, if I'm in the middle of a match and I get punched
out
in the face,
yeah.
and they just go flying, like, great. So I haven't worn them yet, but I've thought about getting, like, some custom fangs uh-huh. made and using them going forward, but right now I don't.
You could use that too as like this really innovative spot where someone does like punch you and they do fall out. You could work with that like one time would be really cool to see. Like, you could
yeah,
work with that, but
my
yeah,
fangs out.
Yeah, it would work somehow, you know.
It would.
Now, how close do you think you actually are to debuting professionally?
I think like I've been so on the brink of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because right before I broke my collarbone,
ooh.
Because that's what happened at A4.
Okay.
I broke my collarbone, and I was literally just about ready to debut.
Mm-hmm.
Fox was having me do, like, tag matches, and he had me do one live on his Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I was literally, it was the week after that I broke it.
Mm-hmm.
And that took me out for about a year.
Ooh.
Yeah. And right before all the coronavirus,
yeah,
COVID stuff happened, I had just started training again, and I started going to Nightmare Factory. And I went for a couple weeks before everything shut down. And so now I'm kind of like not really sure where I'm at.
Yeah.
I had started going in and I thought I was going to be a lot worse than I was. It's interesting how much you remember and how much comes back to you once you just get in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I'm clear to go back to training with COVID guidelines and everything, mm-hmm, I honestly think I'm closer than I think I am. That's what everyone else tells me, that I just need to stop like doubting or, yeah, holding myself, mm-hmm, back.
No, I get that. And once you do come back, what are some opponents you have your eyes on?
Oh, there's so many. Obviously, Danny.
Yeah, that'd be epic.
I definitely want to come full circle with that, because her and I have only had a couple spots together, mm-hmm, with me managing, but we haven't obviously gotten to have a match together, so yeah, I'd love to, like, feud with her. There's some, like, big people that I'm not sure if I would get a chance to. Like Killer Kelly, I really love her.
Me too.
I love her so much.
Uh-huh.
And I would die if I got to wrestle, mm-hmm, her. I'd like to wrestle Kiera and Priscilla.
Yes.
That's another kind of full circle, mm-hmm, thing, because they were the first girls locally that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice to get to wrestle them. Oh my gosh, there's so many people.
I bet.
I have like a whole list.
It's okay.
Let me think of a couple more. Oh, Soo Young. Of course.
Uh-huh.
She's one of my big inspirations.
Uh-huh.
And Jessica Havoc.
Uh-huh.
Shotzi, but she's with the E now.
Well, you never know. Maybe, you could make it, though. You could make it over there.
Uh-huh. Maybe one day I'll get there and be able to wrestle her.
Uh-huh.
There's Max. Her name is Max. I'd like to wrestle her. Lindsay Snow.
Those are some very good names. Yes. I agree.
There's so many.
Because
I've met so many people already that,
uh-huh,
I just love their work and I love them as people. And I just think we could have some really good matches together.
Is there like a certain match stipulation you would like to tackle sometime during your career?
Absolutely. I want to do a casket match.
Duh, yeah. You could very well work, yeah, with that.
Right. I'm like, if I lose or win, it fits, mm-hmm, the gimmick. So...
There has to be some fire involved, too, although maybe not getting burned alive would not be good,
right,
but no, it would,
yeah,
work.
And you know, Inferno matches are a little scary.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it could work for your darker character, but you never know. Now, lastly, I know 2020 has been a crazy year, like you mentioned, but assuming things go back to kind of semi-normal, what would you say are some of your personal or professional goals for perhaps the next 5 years?
Next 5 years. Well, my ultimate goal for me personally, I really want to wrestle in the UK.
Oh, yes.
Like, Progress has been one of the main places, mm-hmm, I want to go, because... one of the other people I was super inspired by was Pete Dunne.
Mm-hmm.
And so after I got into him, I watched just so much Progress and so like fell in love with so many people there, and just the way their wrestling is and their, mm-hmm, crowds. I just love something about that so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to be able to get to Progress one day. Let me think of other wrestling goals. I just want to be able to like build my character and build, mm-hmm, myself up to a point where people really want me on their shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I don't think I want to use the word like hot commodity, but I want to get to the point where like I'm in demand.
Yeah.
And that I am able to travel wherever I want to go, and that I can meet people that have supported me from other states and other countries.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would just be a great thing to do. Within 5 years, I'd definitely like to win some championships.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
I would definitely love that. And just, I feel like I want to get at least maybe 2 or 3 of like my dream matches under my belt,
mm-hmm,
by then. But again, with some of the opponents,
yeah,
I'm not sure if I'll get there yet,
mm-hmm,
but just a couple of them, mm-hmm, would be nice to help me keep just pushing further,
uh-huh,
to like those certain goals and those certain people.
Well, you never know when opportunities will arise. You know, someday right. someone might drop out of a show and then it might be your pro debut. You never know. I've heard stories right. like that before, so.
I've seen a lot of that. And, like, even the stuff with AEW right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with the COVID, a lot of people are getting opportunities that they may not have gotten before.
Very true. Well, before I let you go, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you on your social medias and your Patreon?
Yes, I can. My Twitter is Ravenna_Vane. My Instagram is just @RavennaVane. I have a Facebook page, a Facebook fan page that's under Ravenna Vane. And then my Patreon is also @RavennaVane.
Thank you so much for chatting with me, Ravenna. It's been a lot of fun.
I agree. I've enjoyed talking about all this and reminiscing on everything.
I'm so excited for your future. I feel like, I don't know if it's appropriate to say things will be bright for you considering you're a vampire not supposed to like light. I had to slide that in there. But your future is very bright, despite your darker character. I just want to say that I'm so excited once this like life goes back to normal. I'm so excited to see what you do.
Thank you. I'm really excited, too. I feel like it's going to be a second wind for a lot of people mm-hmm. and a new, like, fire ignited under a lot of people with all this time off, and I'm excited for that.